Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for being with us on this, what's left of this Friday morning. Text line, we still got a few, some of you responding to the compliments on the text line to each other, kind of a new phenomenon on the FM Talk 106.5 text line, but we'll review those and take those under advisement as they come in. Joining us now, our returning champion. He is my state senator, represents the lower half of Baldwin County, or the southern portion, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
On a text line, I don't think I've ever done that. So we may derail that from happening further today. Sorry.
That's all right. We can pick it up on Monday. Hey, kind of out of nowhere, $195 million, another day, another multi-million-dollar borrowing capacity extended. What should we make of it?
Well, two things. One, I'm pretty frustrated in reading that. And I'm frustrating in reading that because the bill sponsor that authorized that capacity absolutely before the committee meeting said, we're not going to use this. The finance director said to me in no uncertain terms, we're not going to use this. The administration said, we're not going to use this. We need it just in case it's an emergency, but we're not using this. This is not a bill that we're in support of, and we're not going to use it. And what are we doing? We're using it. Here we go again. And the frustrating thing for me on it, Jeff, is not whether or not we need to build these prisons, which we absolutely do. The frustrating part for me is that you have an administration on the way out, and frankly, some members that are on the way out who are encumbering the state and its revenue for 20 years from now, and they're not going to be here for it. They're not going to be responsible for it. They are adding even more debt to the state when they are quite just, in there for a very short time. And that should concern everyone.
Well, Senator, it looks to me, you've already blown through, you haven't. The state's already blown through $1.2 billion for one. $200 million, I guess there's a few more additions, and they keep saying the change in scope to the Elmore County facility, and some of that won't be necessary down our way in Elmore County. However, $195 million is not going to build that prison, is it?
Yeah, that's, again, I'm not questioning the need to build more prisons. That has to happen. That is supposed to happen. It needs to happen. My issue is our oversight authority, and making darn sure, that this money is not spent in the way that it was last time. Right. And so what did we see? We saw a broken delivery method, and how the prisons were constructed and managed in Elmore County. We saw ballooning costs that outstripped the budget for two prisons with just one. And so the guarantees that as an appropriator, I would want to see was that not that, hey, are we spending money on another prison, which we absolutely need to do. It is what guardrails have we put in place to ensure that we do not screw it up like we did last time.
But the question here is, this isn't going to be nearly enough, I would think.
It should be. If you've really got another 600 some odd thousand dollars or million rather, excuse me, $600 million. And Senator Albritton, I think, mentioned this. If you've got that money sitting around in cash and you're adding 200 to it, 800 million. Yeah. If we do a prison right, as opposed to what we have done, this absolutely should cover it. Now the question is whether or not the guardrails exist, under this current scheme, to differ from the delivery method we've used before. And they very well may. And if they do, that's great. I get very concerned with this administration learning from the mistakes of the past. I mean, let's be honest. They screwed up the delivery method on the Elmore County prison, badly. Now, have we learned from that or not? Sitting here today, I don't know the answer to that. I hope so, but hope is not a way to appropriate.
I hate to think this way, but is it possible they just kind of knew all along? Well, you know, there's a very low percentage chance this delivery method's going to work out as we anticipate, but it's good enough for now. It'll win favor from the legislature. We have this perception that we have a gun to our head from the U.S. attorney's offices in Alabama, and they're going to do something radical, and we can use that to solidify the support and win over the legislature. And all the same time, knowing this was not going to actually, this had a very low percentage chance of actually coming the way they were presenting it.
There is an argument to be made that expediency was certainly a factor, and that it was warranted. There's even an argument to be made that some margin of increased cost was warranted for expediency's sake. There is no way to make the argument that almost double the original budgeted number and price tag is worth the expediency that in the end, we didn't even get that. And so what we ended up with was a delivery method that was supposed to be more expedient and wasn't, and we paid a huge premium for that delivery method and that expedience, and it didn't even materialize. And so it has, if there's any silver lining, it is that I hope, and again, hope is not a way to appropriate, but I hope that we have learned from that. I'm not comfortable that we have. I've not been assured that we have. And so I'm concerned. And again, I'm concerned that we are borrowing again 20-year money at the end of an administration, and the governor is still the governor, and the elected officials and the appointed officials on the prison finance authority are still elected and appointed. But gosh, I hate that folks that aren't going to be here being responsible for debt service for 20 years.
Well, and so we already kind of addressed the question, is this going to be enough? Let's say, what could have been done different? That you're right, they failed the test on learning the mistakes of the past, or maybe they haven't failed it yet, but that they didn't do it right. And then you have a new governor, and this governor is going to inherit this situation. That kind of makes me, wonder, like, what's being done now? All these important decisions being done on the way out are not just going to have to be gone back and corrected.
Well, and again, they may be doing it right. They may have these protections in place. It's probably a good idea to communicate that as opposed to say, just trust us, because the last time I heard just trust us, I got, we're not going to use this money. We don't need this bonding capacity. There's no reason to pass this. And yet here we are doing just that. And so trust is not something that's very valuable right now, because it doesn't, I don't trust them, because they told me they weren't going to do exactly what they just did. And the reason, again, is not that I don't think it needs to happen and the money doesn't need to be spent. It does. I'm concerned about whether or not the safeguards are there to ensure that we have learned from our past mistakes. And I'm not convinced that we have.
Is this something you're hearing from, any of your other colleagues? Because, like I said, this shows up out of nowhere, or at least, those of us who are kind of on the outside looking in, they do it, and in the lead up, Senator, we're trying to ascertain whether or not, like, what the dollar amount they're going to be asking. They would not tell us. And I immediately got suspicious. Well, they don't want a bunch of malcontents, stopping this plan with any kind of a support. They may have a chance to rally, But, you know, if I'm in the Alabama legislature, did you see this coming? You know, or furthermore, what's been the reaction you've been hearing from maybe some of your colleagues?
Well, again, it was a little bit of surprise because I remember specifically being on the phone with the administration, being, you know, there with the bill sponsor saying, hey, you're asking for, I think at the time it was $450 million worth of bonding capacity here. Whoa, what gives? We need to take a breath here and make sure that we've got some guardrails that are going to make, you know, ensure we're not going down the same path again. I got an answer. We're not doing that. We're not going down that path. We're not going to even use this capacity. This is not something the administration wants. And then what do we got? We've got the administration using that bonding capacity that they said in no uncertain terms they were not going to use, that they were just going to have in place, you know, for the next administration when it was time. And that's just, it's just disappointing. And I, again, if I'm the next administration, I have to be increasingly frustrated with big decisions being made that are going to encumber the state for decades to come, and are really going to kneecap the next administration and the next legislature, and then the next quadrennium, because we've used up all this borrowing capacity for a project that may or may not have the guardrails on it that we need, and an administration that's going to be gone and unaccountable.
Well, it's just the credit card's going to be maxed out on day one of the new administration.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. You're going to inherit a budget that is strapped and an economy that is slowing down, and a credit card that's maxed out.
Well, and, you know, is there an accountability mechanism here even 6 months down the road from now if the new governor gets in and is like, whoa, 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 what were we doing here? And Tuberville's like suggested as much. He wants, you know, an audit. He wants to look at this, and we're going to find out that for, you know, the last 10 years, wow, look what's been going on under Governor Bentley and Governor Ivey. What do you do there? You know, it's like, I guess first and foremost, you got to look at ways to reform. But my suspicion is there's going to be at least some of that the new administration is going to uncover.
Well, and so that's my hope, right? It's one thing to have the borrowing authority. It's another thing to issue the bonds. My concern is, you know, we got three months left here, right? Three and a half months before the new governor, you know, takes office. What do you do to obligate that funding in the next 3.5 months? It's one thing to say, okay, it's here to use for prisons, which I think, again, we agree with. And nobody is really arguing that. It is, you know, what mechanisms are in place to make sure that we learn from our delivery method problems? It is, how are we going to ensure that this is done correctly and in a more fiscally responsible way? What I don't want to see is a bunch of this being put under contract between now and the next administration taking place. Get the financing in order, fine. If that's what you're doing, fine. But I want to make sure that the delivery method is updated to account for sins of the past.
What's to stop them from not taking that into account? Is there in 3 months long enough for this administration to get the toothpaste out of the tube to where y'all can't put it back in the future in a new quadrennium? I mean, is that what's underway here?
I don't know the answer to that. The story started breaking yesterday. And Jeff, I certainly would hope so. But remember, this is the same governor who pulled out all the stops to make sure that the West Alabama corridor was so far down the road and that the bonding was tied up so tight that there was no way to outdo it as we borrow again against the state's credit card to make a priority of hers take place, even though it was going to cost way more than they budgeted, way more than what was appropriated, way more than what was borrowed. Let's just get it, you know, under contract and tied up so that they have to do it in the future long after I'm gone. And I sure hope that that's not something that's going to happen right now. And so your question is, what can we do about it? What can the legislature do about it between now and February? And the answer is nothing. You know, that's one of the problems with the interaction between the governor and the legislature is that our power exists only when we are in session. And that doesn't start until February after the new governor is sworn in.
But the legislature enabled this. I wouldn't have seen it coming either. But I guess the lesson here is don't leave the ability at least on the table, and just anticipate the good faith of an administration to do the right thing. You got to tie up these loose ends and not just have a governor who could go to bond on a West Alabama corridor, A, or a prison, B. You're going to have to now, and this is, to the detriment of future governors, but this is what we've learned, it seems like, that the legislature's got to learn a lesson here as well.
I think so. And this is coming from, from a legislator. But I hope that my colleagues are paying attention to this. And look, it might be one of those things. We just want somebody else to solve the problem. The legislature doesn't want to have to deal with it. Let the governor solve the problem. And that may be the approach that my colleagues are taking. That's not the approach I take. That's not the approach I take when I look at issues like this and say, whoa, pump the brakes. What are the guardrails? How do we keep from doing this before? Because we have seen a governor that is hellbent on doing what she wants to do, even if it is wasteful of taxpayer funds. We've seen that. And I'm sorry it stings, I'm sure, to hear that or for me to say that. But the West Alabama corridor is a great example of in my mind, wasteful spending for the sake of expediency. And that's not talking about the merits of the project. That's just talking about the delivery method. And we've seen that with prisons, right?
Senator, we're going to wrap it up and we're a little long here, but I'm not even convinced at this point that the governor is calling the shots here. I mean, I feel like we got a Joe Biden situation. She hasn't done a press conference in 5 years. She doesn't do media. She doesn't talk to members of the legislature, unless you're leadership, I suppose. But this is, who is running this ship?
Jeff, I am really looking forward to Coach Tuberville being the
governor. All right. Well, I'll take your non-answer there as an answer. But, hey, we got to get out of here. We always appreciate it. And we'll do it again next week.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
State Senator Chris Elliott there. Let's get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind.